Once again, it's National FFA Week, and we're going to go over to Canby High School and visit with Megan Toll. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Yeah, we're no strangers. You've been on the radio with me a number of times, haven't you, over the years?
I have, yes.
So you're a pro at this.
I hope so.
All right, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, Megan.
All right, I am a junior at the Canby High School. I'm involved in National Honor Society, YAMS, which is the Youth Against the Misuse of Substances, and FFA. Outside of that, I'm also involved with showing cattle competitively.
That's right. I think, weren't you with Gabby Nemitz last fall?
Yep.
Okay.
Me and Gabby put on a show at the end of July.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. What was that all about?
Me and Gabby have always wanted to put a show together a little closer to home. This one, it was our first year, but it was a great turnout. It was definitely a lot of work, but we can't wait to continue doing it for the years to come.
And I really appreciate you guys giving me a call and coming over there and covering that. Hope to do that again this year. So.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to let you brag about yourself a little bit, Megan. I know you've won a lot of awards with your cattle. Tell us some of your highlights there.
You know, this past summer, it was definitely really hard with COVID-19 and getting to shows, but I did have a really special steer in my barn at home that I wanted to get out. He was a purebred Simmental that was home-raised, and I thought he had a lot of potential, and we got him to Junior Nationals, and he actually ended up winning the Bred and Owned show, so that was pretty awesome. He actually went undefeated at every show he went to in his breed, so that was pretty cool.
Pretty exciting, huh?
Yes, and every year my goals are getting bigger, so we'll see what this year has in store.
All right, congratulations, Megan.
Thanks.
Tell us a little bit about the FFA club at Canby High School. How many are involved and your instructor and stuff like that?
All right, so we have around 45 FFA members. Each one's involved in their own little CDE, which is career development event. This year our competitions have been virtual, which has made things a little different, but we're hoping to get by and maybe have an in-person state convention this year.
Okay. So, Megan, what has FFA meant to you?
FFA means a lot to me. It allowed me to just get involved with not only agriculture, but also leadership positions along the way. I guess I wouldn't have said that I would have been doing prepared public speaking a couple years ago, but I gave that a shot, and it's definitely a great learning experience.
Yeah, and you do excellent on the radio, too, so that helps, too, right?
Yes.
Do you plan on pursuing a career in agriculture?
You know, that's another thing that I've been looking through right now. As a junior, you're starting to get into that part of your life and seeing what's the next part of it. I'd love to stay involved as possible. Hopefully I can continue to raise cattle and maybe even start mentoring some youth through that.
Oh, good. Have you gotten to an FFA national convention?
No, unfortunately, I did not. This past year, the convention was actually virtual, and I was hoping to go to that, but COVID made that a little harder.
Okay, any memories you'd like to share with us? Maybe funny memories or anything with the Canby FFA?
State convention's always a lot of fun, being able to go with your friends through that, and FFA week each year. I mean, it's always something new, doing root beer floats, Ag Olympics with hay bale hurdles. Those are just the memories that will last a lifetime.
All right. Real good, Megan. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Megan Toll from Canby High School during FFA week.